The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA, is distributing the housing tax credits, which are intended for low-income residents living on tribal property. Among the recipients is the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Pam Ratliff oversees its housing program.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm just ecstatic about it.
Ratliff says 24 homes will be built for reservation families.
They've already allocated that area for these sites, and some have the water and sewer lined up for that. Conceivably, even later this fall, early next spring, we hope to have all 24 of these homes there.
Meanwhile, the Bad River Band of Ojibwe are also enjoying the credits. Ray DePerry, a Red Cliff tribal member, manages housing for the Bad River Band. He says their project is 24 housing units for tribal elders.
They're very dear to us. They have guided us, and they still play an integral part in our day-to-day existence. They stay in their homes, and oftentimes these homes, they're old to begin with and dilapidated. There just isn't federal dollars for rehab. So through the low-income housing tax program, we're going to be able to at least get 24 of those units.
In return for the tax credits, developers agree to save some housing units for low- to middle-income households for at least 15 years. Ratliff and DePerry say that's not a problem in Indian country. Other housing tax credit recipients are the Menominee, Lac Couturier, and Lac du Flambeau tribes. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.